When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
All right. Hey, guys.
What's going on?
I think we're live.
Are we?
Yeah. So as you can already see, you've got the B team here from Dirty Mo Media stepping in as we've got most of our guys.
Hold on a sec. B team, I'm on the...
I'm speaking for myself.
Okay.
No, you guys are stone cold professionals, but we're gonna give it a shot. We've got Tiff stepping in as well. I'm sure you're wondering, why do we have glasses of milk?
And a brick
in front of us, right? We're just trying to stay up with the time. So we're going to do a little bit of a milk taste test today, right?
In honor of...
It's the month of Speed Street. Indy 500 is on Sunday. And
yes,
we all know what the winner of the Indy 500 drinks afterwards. NBC was kind enough to send us some official Indy 500 milk bottles that Wendy has helped us out and filled with a variety of kinds of milk that we're going
right
to figure out what they
are. More milk than they have to choose from.
Definitely.
They have, what is it, whole, 2%, and
skim
are the only options that you get as a driver.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a little rough.
I feel like there should be some.
Well, we had contemplated either dumping milk on someone, someone drinking
a gallon of milk,
and this is what we decided on today.
I'm willing to dump milk on me if I don't have to do the taste test.
No, you're in for the taste test.
We can do both. We can do both. We'll set that up as another time. But yeah, I like that idea. So
right,
let's see here. Are we gonna let?
Why don't you run through the options of milk
sure
that we have, and I guess I'll start tasting. And
yeah,
we're writing down our answers, what we think we've got, on our little post-it notes here, so we don't cheat.
Right.
And then we'll compare at the end.
All right. And let's see here. So, guys, we're going to start off. I'm just getting some text messages from Andrew, who's tuning in. Yep. It looks like we have lost the camera feed. But, hey, we're gonna keep moving on.
Wait, we lost the feed?
We lost the feed. It looks like I am no longer in the shot. So, we're just going to keep. We're just going to roll with it. I'm not that important. It's okay.
It's all right. We'll start taste testing while they fix your camera.
Absolutely. So, guys, here's what we're going with today. So, we've got six options: oat milk, whole milk, almond milk, coconut, goat. That's right, goat milk, and soy milk. So, that's our six options that we're going to be trying to taste test here. No one's going to have an idea of what they're tasting. So, Tiff's going to be first up. Now, I can't see her facial expressions, so we're just going to we're gonna let her roll with that. Oh, yeah.
Wendy, if we had some, like, ugly looks from Tiff.
They're pretty hilarious.
Okay, so all right.
Wendy's
see,
telling us
I'm going to look at Wendy's reaction to Tiff's reaction.
Wendy's our judge.
And come up
camera
with a plan.
She's making sure that this was held to the highest standards.
Now, we've all had some rules, no backwash, so no swishing it around in your mouth and then
bubbles
and then putting it back in there. That's not going to work.
How you doing over there, Tiff?
Uh-oh. Mental note for me. Okay. Got it. Five was a not good face. Okay, copy
one,
that.
I don't think one, two, and three were good faces either, though.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
the thing. She's really thinking. She's
yeah,
going
okay
back for more.
She's, oh, yeah, wow.
Are you enjoying
Are we going to have
stuff?
To refill?
This is serious.
Are we going to have to refill? We did we mention that the what the winner's taking home?
the winner gets the brick.
Absolutely. So we'll kiss the brick.
The winner gets to kiss the brick that was bought.
I'm sure the other competitors will sign the set brick. And
I went to a store that once sponsored Jimmy Johnson and bought one brick. They had to be thinking, what is going on? I wanted to buy like a whole row, but that was too much work.
Yeah.
We should have said it was a real brick. It's actually from Indianapolis Motor Speedway, folks.
And ladies and gentlemen, I think she has set in on her choices there. Milk dropping everywhere. Now, we do have cookies back here if anybody wanted to, you know,
cleanse the palate.
Mid-try. All right, I think I'm going to go for this, right?
Yeah, I think you should go.
All right, I'm going next.
Now, Mike, are you a milk person?
I am a milk person, but I stick pretty basic, 2% all day, every day.
Yeah, folks, Micah thought he could drink a gallon of milk.
I said no buttermilk. I would not be able to have made it.
There are a couple drivers in the past that have asked for – why are you walking in front of the – can't you cheating over there? Are you getting your straw? Just bring the box over here. Don't look.
Oh, they don't have the tags on them.
But there's a couple drivers that wanted buttermilk.
Yeah,
apparently, whole milk is the classic because of how it looks. And Connor Daly, co-host of Speed Street, and who will be driving the Indy 500, he said he's going with whole milk because of that. It's the classic.
It just looks better. And
yeah.
It's classic.
When the photo, when it gets poured on you.
That's fair.
Dalton, are we making any progress? So.
Y'all, pressure's on because I feel pretty good about mine, except there's two that I feel like I may have flip-flopped.
How much milk
sure.
do you actually consume, Tiff?
Zero. I really don't drink milk much. It's not that I hate it. I just
the only milk
don't
that I consume is
drink it.
The 2% lactaid milk.
Yeah.
Because I'm like semi-lactose intolerant to milk. But that'll be fine.
Well, good luck for you. Take a small sip. Micah's thinking about it.
It's perfect
they
right
do,
now, Dalton.
Right? That's
told,
why I had to taste test it.
I got a text from Andrew.
Times.
Tell Dalton it's perfect how it is right now.
Good job.
You made
Thanks,
up for
Andrew.
Your you made up for your bad videographing earlier today, Dalton.
I keep writing this one down for every single one. That's how bad it's off.
See? This is harder than you would think. They sound like they would taste
over there
different.
So you can have a mic.
Oh, sorry.
Here, go sit in Micah's chair because you're up next. Wow. We got to save Travis for last, and
yeah.
Somebody's got an almond milk allergy.
Sorry, I'm allergic to nuts.
Hey, guys. It's fine. Nice to finally be heard. You know, Dalton, social media manager, OBS,
bracket
maker, all this stuff.
Figured it out.
All
right.
I just sat down, so I'm going to get back up again. All right.
Yep.
You need a straw?
Okay. I got to go over my answers here.
No, I got one.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm going into the producer's room while y'all finish this taste testing. I'm kicking myself off the set.
I really
set.
Felt like they all ran close to the same.
I'm upset that nobody's used a cookie to cleanse the palate.
I think I
what
wish
are
I
we doing spilling milk over here?
Now,
don't cry.
I'm going to have to start drinking one of these because they all tasted pretty good.
No, there's
that
no.
Wasn't too bad.
No.
I couldn't tell a difference between four of them. I know.
Sir, there's soy milk. You can't say all of them are good.
I do remember a bad one. I'm not going to say which one was the bad one, but I feel pretty good about my choices here.
I don't think I've never had oat.
6%.
I've never had oat, coconut, goat, or soy milk. I couldn't tell you what any of them taste like.
I don't think I've gotten a goat yet.
I was expecting something different. Right?
Well, now you got to go back maybe and try it again.
I hope everyone at home is trying this as well at the same time.
I think that's only fair.
Right?
Somebody has this many different kinds of milk.
I assume that we're going to have chocolate and strawberry in this taste test.
Right.
Oh, I know what that
one is. I'm nervous about this.
Okay. Now, let's go ahead and should we tell the people at home you're going to have a little bit of a handicap here, right? We are going to remove.
Yeah, we're removing the almond
milk. There's one milk here that would may like end Travis's life. So we're going to try to remove that one and remember exactly which one that was.
I trust Wendy the most.
So stay tuned. You may see some EMTs coming in. This could turn into an event. You hold on to it. You contemplate your answers.
But they
can't change your answer.
Yeah, they have to lock.
You can't change your answer once.
Yeah, you guys need to submit your post-it notes before I go.
Oh yeah, right. I've got mine locked in, but I'll go put it up on the board. Oh, pin down. Yep. I could easily be correct or way off.
All right, my turn. Hold
Somebody
on.
Told us we needed a straw for each milk so it's not taste contaminated, but these
Good
people
point.
Don't realize that we do not want to drink after each other. Yeah. That's why we have our own straw.
That's right.
That's why we made that decision.
Yes.
I think I went for 6 for 6 on that. I really do. Yeah.
I feel pretty good about mine too, but there were two that I thought tasted really similar.
I
was struggling with.
Let me give out a little answer before we go. What did you guys have for almond?
Well, hold on. Maybe we just need to submit our post-its to Wendy.
Sure.
Is that safer?
I think Wendy gets.
And she can say if anybody got almond right or wrong based on
mine. Look weird,
on.
But I'll translate.
I'm getting less confident as time goes on. Honestly,
hieroglyphics.
I
will translate that.
I thought 6 for 6 immediately, and now I'm like, oh, I might only get like 4.
Yeah, I know, right? I felt like the first.
All right, Wendy. Did anybody get almond right?
Mine's weird.
Mine is.
Two. Oh. Who are the two?
She can't tell.
Oh, she's looking at me.
Oh, no.
See?
Mr. Milk himself
gets
almond wrong.
I should have had a cookie.
So Micah got almond milk wrong? Yeah. Is that what we...
Don't try one.
Number one. All right.
Really? Man.
So that means me and Dalton right now are tied for the lead.
That's all right. I'm going to make a comeback. It's going to be strong.
That's right.
Towards the end.
Hey, Travis, which one do you think is almond? You can get a free point.
Oh, man, yeah.
What do we have to do if we both win? What's our tiebreaker?
That's a good one. That's where we dump something on someone.
No. I'm wearing white.
You have to finish the rest of one of them.
How about...
whoever finishes one first.
Oh,
no.
I'm not signing up for that.
Listen,
let's walk outside in the 90 degrees.
I'll forfeit the win. You qualified in front of me, so it's completely fine. Well, welcome in, everyone. Thank you so much for riding with us on this crazy Tuesday.
Yes. If you just came in and you're wondering what's going on right now.
Yeah,
I'll see the first person to use the cookies.
Yeah,
now,
the cookie chaser.
Win.
The cookie chaser's
That's fine.
Big hit.
That's fine.
You went after the first milk? You took a cookie?
We have no time
limit.
He's
using it as a palate cleanser.
There's no time limit. We're in good shape, buddy. You take your time. See, I wanted chocolate milk. I feel like I could have picked that one out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I think that's why Wendy didn't
buy
chocolate milk for us.
I'm telling you, they all went to the same.
Well, yeah,
I guess we can talk about that now that he's already.
So I thought, I thought the first three tasted good.
I thought the first three almost tasted identical. That's what was
the fourth one. Yeah.
Maybe I didn't take enough.
That's not even the one I thought was bad.
Nothing like chasing it with a beer, milk and beer.
Yeah, that does not go together at all. That's only going to make this worse when he comes back.
Bojangles sweet teas.
Maybe another show at 4:30 or 5 for the after show. Of what happens.
Those hard sweet teas are pretty good, Dalton.
The Bojangles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're stocked up in the DBC fridge right now.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Right?
This is...
Travis,
Dalton, I feel like it's going to come down to me and you because
I think
Travis seems confused.
I don't think Travis has ever had milk before.
We know Mike
reactions.
Has gotten one wrong already.
I'm already way behind.
All right.
Wendy's going to keep us honest.
Yep.
She's going to result, count the results.
We've got a big whiteboard that she's going to write our results on that
That's
we can
right.
roll out and determine who won.
That is good. Heard it here first. Bojangles Hard Sweet Tea is pretty good.
Now, are they going to start selling that with your two-piece dinner? You can just pick up one of
those?
Just,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I'll take a two-piece dark with a six-pack right.
to
date, go.
That's a date night. Just going to Bojangles now. Get a little buzz going on.
All right.
Wow.
An absolute.
All right.
All right. The votes are going to be counted now. So
about to get the results.
So I know everybody's on the edge of their seats to figure this out, but yeah. I would love to take that brick home.
While we're waiting, what was y'all's favorite milk, do you think?
I think two.
I think a two was pretty sweet. I like two and three.
I had my mind set up that the first thing I was going to taste was going to be bad, actually, but it was actually really good.
I think one was actually my favorite. I think two.
I liked the almond milk, and the coconut milk was my favorite, I think. Okay.
I don't know if I didn't get coconut milk right then. I saved that one.
I was okay with milk one through four. But then I think my worst was five.
Five. Oh,
five
God.
Was five awful.
Was five was bad.
I'm claiming that was the goat.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
That's what I had for five, too. Is that what, Micah, was that your guess for five?
No, I changed it because I was like,
whole
wait,
milk?
I didn't even have
I think I put soy.
I will never not know whole milk.
Yeah, whole milk was the easy one, I thought.
I'm a whole milk baby, man. I didn't
let you guys know that I've never had any other type of milk besides 2%. So this is the first time I've ever tried almond, oat, coconut, goat. So they all tasted the exact same.
I went to college within the last 10 years, and so that was like right when the oat, coconut,
soy
lattes started happening,
and
that was where I first got my foray into that.
Yeah. Us oldies pushing 40-year-old guys
I stay true to whole. I'm a big whole milk guy. Yep. I'll drink 2% every once in a while.
When you're feeling crazy.
We're
all just
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Number one is almond milk, so we know that.
That was
Travis.
Number two was oat.
Two was oat.
I said whole milk.
Oh,
Tiff and I are tied right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Dalton's going to win this, I think.
Did I get one wrong?
Did I go 6-for-6, Wendy?
It could be.
6-for-6.
Dalton's
what
perfect.
Tiff missed one.
What did I miss?
You got coconut and soy mixed up.
I knew there was two that I was struggling to get.
6-for-6.
Wow.
I don't
I don't think I got a single one right. I know I got soy right. There we go.
I got one right.
You know what this means.
I got two right.
Goat was last.
I get to kiss the brick.
Wait, how many did you get right, Micah?
I got one right.
How did I get more? You declared yourself like the milk king 3 weeks ago.
Just because I said I like drinking milk, but that didn't mean I know eight different flavors.
I want my nameplate in front of my office to change to Milk King instead of Dalton Greco now. That's what I want.
That's rough, man.
Let's roll out the scoreboard so the fans can see.
All right. And if
lock
you can see
into the producer room here
on the
that's
bottom,
right. Yeah, you're
we have new Dirty Mo Media merch that I will Vanna White for us in a minute.
Sweet.
But if you are coming by JRM for Fan Day, if you are in town for the race, come or just whatever,
just
make a trip, just go
just
from Minnesota to here
Thursday.
Just to buy a shirt.
Coming in,
you can pick up some of these at our shop.
Can we go that way anymore?
All right.
Yo, this sweatshirt right here. I have it upstairs as the softest.
Travis is saying, buy it now.
Right.
No, he's
this
softest
thing
sweatshirt.
The softest. It's like it's a lighter weight material.
That other t-shirt, the one in the middle, is the one that you are wearing now and the one that Dale was wearing today.
Dale and
Tuesday.
I text each other and said, hey, what are you wearing today?
You're right,
we got on the same
page. Cute that you guys do that.
Yeah,
I think we are pretty much on the wide, so that's pretty much the only camera that's working
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, we're staying
so
on
we're
the wide.
Stuck
shot.
On the wide. Man, 6 for 6. I did not, you know, I would say that I didn't think I was going to, but I said it right after I I did it. I put it on the ground. I got to kiss the bricks. This is the closest I've ever gotten to winning the Indy 500, so.
You can dump the milk on you if you want.
No, I don't want that.
So you have to do, like, the hat backwards thing.
Oh, man. Jeez. I didn't think I was going to be jealous, and yet here I am feeling ultra jealous that man. I did not. All right, well, that was
pass
fun.
Pass the test.
Congratulations.
So are you,
thank you.
Are you pumped about Sunday?
I'm pumped. I mean, it's the greatest day in motorsports.
Will you wake up and watch Monaco?
No. I'll wait and have it put out on Netflix.
See, I will watch the pre-race. Give me Martin Brundle grid walk. I'll watch that and then
then you're done.
Take a break and then it's 1100 laps of
yeah. I mean, the 500 is going to be awesome. I've heard crazy record speeds are happening there. You know, Dirty Mo driver Connor Daly is going to be in that race. It'll be a lot of fun. And then growing up here, I'm a huge 600 fan. Been to more 600s than any other race.
Nice.
It's going to be a lot of fun. This car does really, really well around the intermediate tracks. So I'm hoping for an action-packed race. I'm hoping that it doesn't happen like a couple years ago where our boy Kyle Larson like led damn near every lap and the race was over in like 4 hours and which normally doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's like a 6 hour race. So
being in the car for that many laps is just,
here's a question. Would you pee on yourself?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I would too.
Even a long day in the office. I'm not wasting time.
See, then I feel bad for the interior guy.
Right.
I'm like, ah, man, sorry.
But it's interesting. Denny said on a podcast so a few weeks back that
I don't believe him for a minute.
Yeah, what you're forgetting though is that you sweat it out.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Yeah,
I guess I'd be more worried about the other than the, you know, the number two.
Well, that's why you have you control your diet, so like you've right. got to basically.
Listen, man,
when you gotta go,
yeah.
If you're a race car driver, I'm guessing like they eat the same thing like at the same time every Sunday morning.
Yeah, you know that like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is
also
gonna wreck your day.
Questioning.
Let's write that
thing
down to ask Dale Jr. That sounds like a
great
one.
What's
your we'll get Andrew to do that.
Yeah,
let's
get
Andrew.
Also questioning Denny's integrity on the podcast where he's been fined.
Dude,
do you think he will lie on that podcast?
I'm not saying I'm not calling him a liar. I'm just saying if I had to hold one thing for myself, that'd probably be it.
Right.
If I had to show everyone everything about me every day, I would probably not admit.
Can you imagine if
car.
That like you have that like you know ahead of time that that suit's gonna be donated to something?
Yeah, that's for a charity auction. And they're like used suit by Denny Hamlin. Yeah,
but
you know what? I guarantee you there would be someone who would make that purchase. You know, that reminds me of something I heard on the radio today so Taylor Swift just had a concert, right? And it was pouring down rain.
Yep.
She performed
she was in
the rain.
Gillette Stadium.
Someone is selling jars of the rain,
dude,
on the internet.
Shout out to my girlfriend. Okay, she's watching this right now. We went to Nashville. They're grabbing confetti. They're grabbing, like, she has confetti in the ticket, but I've heard stories of girls just like selling like a jar of the air on eBay and like this air was at the stadium that
Taylor
Swift performed.
Well, that makes me think
at.
Is there anything for any celebrity that you would do something like that, where you would pay money to have the shoes, the whatever it, some weird random thing from your favorite.
I mean, I would pay, like, if I had the money, I'd buy like a Jordan used jersey or something, shoes like that. But I wouldn't pay for rainwater.
I don't feel like sports. I don't feel like sports memorabilia. It has to be something like a, I don't know, like a cup that Leonardo DiCaprio drank
what
out
about,
of
oh.
instead of Titanic.
What about
or that
absolutely.
Starbucks cup in the Game of Thrones? You remember when that got left
yes,
in the shot?
In the back, in the
like
background.
That would be a pretty.
What
cool
about one, like Eric Church's Ray-Bans?
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah.
When
church,
I was
church
I
anything.
Was working in L.A. on a Superman versus Batman movie, and Ben Affleck drank half a bottle of water, and he walked up and handed me the bottle of water that's in the studio. I still
is
have that
really?
Bottle of water from Ben Affleck.
That's awesome.
Is it still the same
Batman.
Water?
The exact same water still in there. We could trace Ben Affleck. Yep. We could.
Here's my girlfriend just texted me. Someone is selling contacts
that
from the Taylor Swift concert that saw the concert
right.
for $10,000 on eBay right now.
Just the contacts, some crusty contact lenses, if you need those, they've seen the Taylor Swift concert if you were not able to get a ticket. So
unbelievable.
One of the guys in our chat pointed out that same thing, and I had to reply, that is gross.
That isn't that gross?
Have you seen, though, the lot, just the crowds outside?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh yeah, that's right. You were, and then in Foxborough, there was a gap in a fence, and people were literally getting on their back and sliding under a fence that, and it was raining and muddy. Like,
dude, we went, we planned our entire trip around like going to the merch trailer, so the line was only an hour long, and not 4 hours long.
No, I wouldn't wait an hour.
Well, they did, and I went and got a beer on Broadway. So I was like, hey, you take as long as you want. I'll be here just. Slamming Yingling's or Bojangles hard teas.
Speaking of merch tents, though, when I saw Luke Combs about a month ago in Dallas, I might have been intoxicated, and I went to buy
you
during the concert. I walked over to where they had the merch set up, and I was like, "Give me that rope hat." Not until I was getting on the airplane the next morning did I realize the hat that I bought was not a Luke Combs hat. It was a Lainey Wilson hat.
That's awesome.
I mean, I still rock
that. I would wear the hell out of a Lainey Wilson hat.
I would still wear it. Cool. I love Lainey Wilson, but yeah, I
that
definitely
guy walked
botched.
Away like, man, I got that guy.
Yeah.
No, it was official. Idiot. It was official merchandise, and they just.
Man, that's rough.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's rough. I don't know if that's happened to me before.
So we all went to Wilkesboro. Did you make it to Wilkesboro? Or
I
no?
went last year. No,
you
went I was
last
not
year.
There this year.
Okay.
Yeah, skipped out on it.
Wilkesboro was awesome. I went on Wednesday with Dale, Tuesday
no
and
big
Wednesday.
Deal.
Well, right. yeah. I was Dirty Mo videographer that day. Yep. First foray into videography. It was what Dustin did with that video. Shout out to Dustin.
Absolutely.
Incredible.
Have you ever been to North Wilkesboro before that?
So my dad, funnily enough, used to work at the Lowe's in North Wilkesboro, that corporate center.
Right,
so I used to pass by all the time, and like people said, it was nothing. Right. I mean, there was trees damn near growing out of the grandstands and stuff. So it was really, really cool to be there and see that. Really cool to watch Dale race again. But man, that track was so, so cool. I have a funny story actually from Tuesday. We had finished up the podcast on the bus, and we were driving home. And it was me, Alex Timms, Andrew Curlin, and Mike Davis. And we're all driving. Dale leaves the bus. He's going home. I'm following behind Dale. And Mike from the back seat goes, "Are you really going to ride behind Dale the whole way home?" And I was like, he's my boss.
Same direction.
I don't want to pass him and, leave him. He goes, "You have one chance in life to pass Dale Jr. in a car,
yeah,
and you're
absolutely.
Not going to do it."
So did you?
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, fine. Put the blinker on. Cruise the Suburban up to about 75, maybe a little bit more, and go right by Dale and his truck and whatever. And then we're cruising down the road, and Mike's telling another story, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, I don't know where I am. And sure enough, I missed my turn, and Mike goes, "Well, I guess that's why you were following Dale, huh?" I said, "Yeah." So the story doesn't end there. We go, and we do the full four-leaf clover, and from the back I hear, "Guess who's calling me?" And it was Dale. And he goes, "Where y'all going?" And Mike just starts laughing. He goes, "Dalton was falling behind you, and he didn't want to get lost, I guess. So I told him to get out of the left lane, and he made a wrong turn." And he's like, "I just want to make sure y'all weren't on your way to Virginia." That's what he said.
Of course Dale caught that.
Yeah,
I mean,
know.
Of course, only Dale would catch that in his peripheral.
It was so funny. I was like, "Yep, there we go. Hot start to the week."
I went Friday, but I was quickly just watched the pit crew, and then I just went to the concert.
Yeah. How was the pit crew thing?
I mean, I saw one pit crew, but he won the challenge. So
there you go.
That worked out pretty well.
It seemed like the whole – I mean, I agree with Dale. The race obviously could have been a little bit better. But as far as everything else, it seemed to have worked out great. Even the traffic, people were talking great about the traffic, that it was moving at least.
Right.
They got out of there about same time as they would any other track. So – you know, I think on, for the most part, it was a success.
Right.
And being with Dale to begin with, when we went to scan it for iRacing and to see where that track was, where it was basically, you don't go walk in the grandstand because you may
fall through. Yep.
To where they have it now is, it's unbelievable.
It was really, really cool. I mean, and just, again, just to like be there with Dale and see him taking it in. Literally, I would say the only thing that was wrong with that entire weekend was
Kyle Larson.
No. Kyle Larson put on an old school ass whipping.
Yep.
And I love that someone tweeted out a video clip of Dale Sr. saying the exact same thing.
Oh, nice.
And so it was like a nice little homage to him.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was really, really cool. The only thing that I would say was wrong was just the racing product, and that's on no one necessarily. I know they're trying to figure it out. Hopefully it gets fixed here soon, and you know, we'll see. But I mean, there's no reason not to go back to North Wilkesboro. I think it's such a heritage thing. It's a pride. Everybody that was there was just so excited. You could have had go-karts racing around. I think people would have just been happy to be there.
I think one smart thing that they did was on Friday after the pit crew, you had a couple concerts.
Right.
Sunday, early in the day, not like right before the race, early, you had another big name, Dierks Bentley, singing. So you made this an event and not just, you know, that's one thing everyone talks about, like F1, and they always have these, you know, concerts and things. Like, NASCAR pulled it off. You had Chase Rice in Midland on Friday. You had Dierks Bentley on Sunday. Like,
right.
You made it so that you could be there for long time, like for long hours, but it wasn't like you were bored.
When you make it worth it for people to travel. Right. And you're not there for one day in and out in the race. You're there to go from Thursday to Sunday. We interviewed people that were from Wisconsin. They drove a bus all the way from there. That's the whole weekend is really what it's supposed to be about. And I think that's the way the sport's moving, and I love it.
So if they return next year for the All-Star Race, I have an idea, and Tiff, I'd like to propose this to you, that next year I live in an RV out there, and I'll come in and do the podcast during the day, but then I'll be out there just capturing content and living in a bus at North Wilkesboro for the week.
I think we can make
if
that happen.
If you get your RV sponsored by somebody so that Dirty Mo Media doesn't have to pay for it.
Right. Yeah, that bus might not be a nice bus, but
it wouldn't
more
be
of an activity bus.
I don't need a palatial
going on a field trip, if you will.
Andrew wants to know your thoughts on if North Wilkesboro should be a points race.
No. Not
yet. This is where Travis and I are going to differ.
Not yet.
Every time we get on here. Well, even before the race started, I feel like even through qualifying, the heat races, everything was leading up that it was going to be a great race. Yes. They were slipping and sliding a little bit during qualifying, but the fact that no cautions, it just. Yeah, I think if you figure out the tire, if you figure out the horsepower, if you figure out something, make small changes between now and the end of the year, the product's going to get that much better. You could do a 400-lap race there. You could.
I mean, you could do a lot of
I would not want a 400-lap product that I saw Sunday. Yep. But if it changes a little bit and they take the diffuser out or whatever it is. And, you know, I even talked to Tiff before about, like, why can't they just put a four-pattern or H-pattern transmission in there? Right. Why does it have to be a sequential on every track? I mean, it makes sense for road courses.
Yep.
But maybe not Daytona, maybe not the smaller like
if you said they'll have softer tires and they repave the track at least the high side, then okay. But if no changes are made, no.
I think how many races did we see in the 80s and 90s where people would lap the field and it was one of the greatest races of all
time? Yeah, but here's the thing, you know, back then there you didn't have all these things competing.
No, I know. I mean, I want to see close racing. I just think that at some point you have to take what you get. And I want the racing to be competitive, but I just think that sometimes you need to watch an old-fashioned ass whipping.
Yep.
Like,
well,
that's just what
I think. A lot of it has to do with that, with the Gen 7 car, because I would like to see the Xfinity cars out there. I think that would be a completely different race.
Yeah,
to
that
see
would
them
have been
come
an
to the
awesome
track.
Race.
So maybe that happens next year. If they don't make any changes, bring the Xfinity guys out there and let them run around on it. Yeah. But I think the Gen 7 car is one of the issues with the race. So they're not obviously going to change a whole lot with the car now. I think they've got it dialed in. So unless they make changes for just the Cup Series to benefit the Cup Series for a points race, then bring the Xfinity back there. The truck race was obviously a good race.
It was packed too.
Yeah.
So
it was unbelievably packed.
You make this a point race. What are you taking away?
What do you mean?
From
the weekend?
No,
which race?
Which race gets their points race removed?
There's a couple. We'll see how Chicago Street does. I'm going to hold my judgment on that.
Okay.
Bristol Dirt.
I think that Bristol Dirt is probably one of the ones that everyone can agree on. That's what Denny said. He's like, do not put dirt on North Wilkesboro.
But would you actually take away Bristol Dirt race, or would you just take the dirt off of Bristol and stay at Bristol for that weekend?
Two Bristol races.
See, now I don't know.
See, that's the thing, is you can't say North Wilkesboro gets a points race without answering the follow-up.
The markets are close. I don't know. I mean, Bristol doesn't pull numbers like it necessarily used to.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe you do that. Maybe you have a points race in April
at Wilkesboro. I feel like there's a couple tracks that double up that don't need to.
I think if you don't do points race, at least come back next year for the All-Star race. And then I like the idea of finding another place to move the All-Star race around.
Right. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, I do like that. Look, whatever they're going to do with Wilkesboro, I'm here for it, as long as they do something with it.
Yep.
If it's the Clash, right, if we get lucky and it's an 80-degree
day
in February.
So I had an idea. We were talking, Denny and Jerry and I, before we taped on Monday, and I was like, why don't we move the Clash to North Wilkesboro? And Denny was like, that's a great idea. And he's like, wait a second. It's going to be 35 degrees. That won't work. And I was like, dang it. I thought I had this grand idea that like NASCAR would run with, and I'd take credit for, but I forgot about temperature.
I got a text from Andrew.
No, Lord.
And he said,
what's Sunboy up to?
He said, that was a legend. Wait for it. Dairy performance by me. 6 out of 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So. Even when he's not here, he's still making zingers on camera.
He's not. I wish he was here, because if people could see how red this kid is.
He's lost somewhere, and we didn't have the budget to send him in a car or a plane, so we actually made him backpack all the way to Indianapolis.
He spent all day Saturday at the track, and he was in the infield, and they, there's no tunnel or bridge, so he was stuck there, and apparently he couldn't find sunscreen. And this boy was as red as his shirt was yesterday.
Yeah, poor guy.
He's not the tannest guy to begin with.
No,
right?
I mean, yeah.
He's a redhead.
He's about as tan as my shirt.
Yeah. Red hair, and so do I. So, yeah, our pale skin does not work well with the sunlight.
What he's going to Indy for, though?
Are we allowed to? Are we allowed,
yeah, I was
I'm not
say,
giving any spoilers.
Tiff?
But
well, Mike kind of already did that.
Oh.
In,
did
today's
he say
download
by name?
Episode that
gotcha.
Will drop today. So
okay.
Yeah.
So did he say by name?
He sure did.
Okay, so can I pull the trigger?
Mario Andretti.
Travis did it for me. It was
right.
Andrew's
no,
going
that was
up
my
there.
Guess, am I right?
Of course, yeah. Andrew's going up there to interview Mario Andretti for Next Level.
Sure.
Man,
that's awesome.
Team
if there is a guy in motorsports that you would want to interview, he's got to be on like your top five.
I mean,
if not the top three.
Yep.
I mean, he's done everything in racing.
Yeah. I mean, it's the stories that Andrew's been telling me about the notes, pretty crazy. I'm so excited to see what Andrew's made for this kind of stuff.
Yep.
Like, he's just, the man on the street thing was phenomenal.
He's made for man on the street.
It was phenomenal. I mean, I was trying to hold the camera still, and I was laughing. Like, it was just, it was perfect. But Next Level will be coming out in the next,
on race day that Mario's going to be in like taking laps in like a 1923.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're going to bring out some of the
old
school cars.
Get in an Indy car, a two-seater, full speed.
If around, Mario's driving?
Around Indianapolis.
Yes.
Yeah, Mario was
I
prime.
I think it's going to have to be a Mario driving. I don't think it's just
a regular guy. I would not. You would have to get like 10 people to cram me into that thing.
Why?
I could not. Dude, that is terrifying. Dude, some guy broke his back yesterday at that thing. I don't know.
220, 230.
Phew.
So would you get in a car and do it right along with Denny?
Yeah.
And a sprint car?
I'd do it with Denny or Dale.
So it's the open wheel. It's
the speed and the open wheel, yeah. Look. If I go around Bristol with Dale or I go around Charlotte with Denny, I'm not as worried. I'm enclosed. Denny's also not going to rip it like he is like himself.
He's going to put you next to the wall.
That's all right.
Depends on how much you start screaming, I guess.
I've taken a van around there at about 90 miles an hour. Okay. Actually, I've taken a truck around there about 120. It was pretty
I would do it. Like, think about, like, you could say that you did a ride-along with Mario Andretti.
I could also just say I met Mario Andretti.
But that's not the same.
I don't know. We'll see. I probably will never happen, so we'll never happen.
Well, with that attitude,
What's the fastest you've ever gone in a car, legally, so that you don't...
Legally?
Allegedly. Allegedly.
I'm a slow driver. I'm I'd say 100, maybe. 100 and...
Not, I'd,
right at 100,
maybe,
right over.
I don't know.
Driving myself, about 120.
Yeah.
You know who's the opposite of driving fast? James drives slow.
Yeah, he's very methodical.
He's a very, like...
James is zoned into the music, though.
Yes.
See...
Yeah,
see, I can just ride in complete silence for an hour.
Yeah.
You know?
Being driven was about 160, and that was, I'm not a fan of that.
I don't think I trust anybody to drive me.
I'm good.
160.
I didn't, but I was at the whim. I don't think I could speak. I was just like.
I really want to do a ride along now.
We could probably make that happen.
Would you ever go skydiving?
No.
So you're just not a daredevil?
I'm not a daredevil.
No.
I don't ride roller coasters.
Oh.
I like my feet planted on the ground.
So you don't like fun?
I have fun every day at work.
He gets crazy with
milk. We just drank six types of milk.
My career is fun. Yeah, oh, look at that.
That's fun.
That's pretty cool. That's There's hilarious. Cookies right there.
So definitely no bungee jumping for you.
No.
No, I'm not
Why?
Doing something. Yeah.
Why would I jump out of a perfectly good airplane? Why would I jump off a perfectly good bridge?
To say that's your living now?
Yeah.
I want to go skydiving so bad.
I think Travis Pastrana is like the polar opposite of me.
Y'all are making me laugh so hard because
Tiffany's like, I'll do all this stuff.
I have done these things. So, I mean, I've driven race cars at 180 miles an hour or whatever. Raced at a mile and a half in South Africa. So we got going pretty fast down there. I have been skydiving, bungee jumping.
Are you saying these things are... enjoyable. You have not lived you, until you've gone skydiving.
Would you go skydiving again?
Yeah.
How about a Dirty Mo team bonding?
I'm good.
Sure.
I'll
I'm
be
in.
Sick that
oh,
day.
Yeah. Deal.
I'll There's film no it way. From the ground.
If you want to watch a grown man cry, then you will force me to go skydiving.
Yep.
No
I'm right
shot.
There with you.
I'm trying to think of what else.
I mean, we could go to the Motorplex over
Would you get
here.
In a shark cage?
Oh, yeah. I would do that. Okay. I would see that stuff doesn't really bother me as
Tiff,
much.
Have you gotten in a shark cage before?
No, but I would.
I would do a shark cage. I would even free dive.
Hang gliding. Which,
not great whites, but like some other kind of shark.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else.
Like a nurse shark.
Tiff, what else have you done that's like daredevilish?
Oof. I don't know. I think most of mine is probably covered, whether
Motor
racing or like skydiving and stuff. Dirt bikes.
Yep.
But
yeah, never ridden a dirt bike.
Did you ever wreck where you're like upside down?
In my race car? No. Yeah. But I've been on fire, and I've
That's
had
fun.
Been
Curlin
plenty
is
of
calling
wrecks.
Right now. Yes.
Hey, are you guys live?
Yes.
I would go skydiving if...
That's
if
what I mean.
...sponsored event.
He is,
Dude,
he
is
called in
hundreds
just to
of miles away just to say that
Why
he would
Why would
skydiving?
We put you even closer to the sun that far up in the air?
I've done the shark dive, so you can count me for that. I've not gone bungee jumping or skydiving.
Just
though.
Make sure
He's
you're
actually okay. a scuba diver, I think.
Just make sure you wear
what
sunscreen.
What doesn't Andrew do? That's that should be a new series. What hasn't Andrew done yet?
Wear sunscreen.
That's right. Well, what about extreme? Like, have you ever been into like Carlsbad Caverns or where you're like a mile underneath the ground?
No, that freaks me out.
But with that, yeah, I was like,
See,
can you make
I
that?
I am just. Yeah.
Dalton keeps his feet on the ground.
I keep my feet on the ground, man.
Yeah. I thought I was going to be good, but then they're like, okay, you're now 800 feet underground.
Yeah.
And
no
there's
one will
lakes,
hear you.
And you yeah, scream. It's like, yeah. It's a weird feeling.
Do you like flying?
Not really.
Good Lord, kid.
Dude, I have said before, if, I don't even want to say this because then it's probably going to end up happening. If like the Blue Angels were like,
oh yeah,
you get a chance to go, I feel like I would have to do that.
Like
you throw up,
what about,
I would
like,
throw
Tom
up
Cruise?
And scream
would
and black out.
Tom Cruise,
like that, maybe. But see, I don't even want to do that. That would just, I'm already getting nervous right now just thinking about it. My stomach's already getting upset. So
yeah,
what's well, the
that
milk?
Could be
it's
the milk.
Soy.
Yeah,
it could
that's
be the
six different
kinds of milk. Yeah, mixing
and your
around
hard heart tea.
Yeah, my hard tea altogether.
Right. Yeah, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this weekend, though. Memorial Day weekend.
I'm
going to
head to the Xfinity race. So
yep.
Me and Wendy are going to be at the Xfinity race.
That
so
is very
be
cool.
A good race.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
It's always cool to go because, and I don't know if it's always been this way, at least from what I remember, they always have like the military presence out there. And my mom has a house in Concord, and so you'll just hear planes and helicopters and stuff flying over all day. It's really, really cool. But I love the patriotic paint schemes.
Being at an event that has a flyover is
oh yeah.
What's the
so awesome.
What's the coolest flyover you've had?
I remember being at Notre Dame for a football game. There was one there that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've been to a college game where they had like six helicopters in formation.
Oh, I've never done
over,
helicopters.
And they were like Black Hawks.
I've had the
helicopters and
before.
it was cool.
The one I want to see is the stealth bomber. I've yet
big,
to see that
yeah,
the
yeah.
big
oh yeah
the big wing
those
basically.
Things
classic,
are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen one of those yet. I've seen the jets, like those are cool.
Yep.
Man, when they come screaming in and just
well, I remember
like, that's so cool.
When we were in Daytona, Mike and Dale were doing an interview with Jimmy and Chad. They were practicing, and during the interview, like the building was shaking. Do you remember
oh,
that?
Oh, dude, it's wild. It is those things are so loud, it is unbelievable.
Well, and
so
it's
cool.
And if you're watching the live broadcast, it's like I love when even the famous people or the superstars,
right.
the athletes, They're loving it just as much as anybody else. It's like a cool thing for them to see too, which is really cool. And Charlotte always does it big like that. So
it's very
gonna be a good weekend.
Definitely. So the last thing that I want to do is plug the merch again. Micah, if you want to grab one of those and hold it up. We have Dirty Mo hats. Actually, Micah, if you want to hand me those hats that are next to you.
This hat here might be the best.
So we have this camo hat here. We have a Washington Commanders.
Yep.
Colors hat. Does someone here like the Commanders?
It's Dale.
I don't.
That's
is
Dale.
It? Okay.
Dale
yeah.
A huge
I figured.
Unfortunately.
And he's also a big fan of orange. So we've got a nice orange hat here.
The new era hat is
the good new era hats. They are my go-to for a hat. If you are around the Charlotte area, if you're going on shop tours, if you're going to the race, if you're here to visit grandma, come by, get a shirt. Dale was wearing that shirt today.
Get your grandma's shirt.
You never know what she might want for Christmas, and it just might be a Dirty Mo Media shirt or hat. Tiff, we got anything going on in the chat before we wrap this up?
Everybody's just been chiming in on either types of milk or how fun skydiving is.
Oh,
flyovers.
I don't believe them. I think they're
all
liars.
Let's get ready to wrap. We'll roll through the podcast that we have out and coming out this week. So first we had Denny, and if you haven't listened yet, hearing him talk about some of the things Goodyear's working on with tires and some of the things he's learned. He was talking about the saturation point of tires. I thought that was a really interesting discussion. Very relevant coming out of North Wilkesboro.
Yep.
DBC, and they had Artie Kemper on, and so he's a Fox director, so got some good insight from him. We've got DJD coming out shortly, if it isn't out already, where Dale breaks down North Wilkesboro, his opinions of how everything went this weekend.
And that was, he gave some opinions and thoughts that I wasn't even expecting, so I highly encourage people when that drops here shortly to take a listen, because the inside information stuff that he was discussing was good stuff.
Definitely. Yep. And then we had a bonus episode of Speed Street drop from a live show that they did Monday night in Indianapolis as part of an NBC Burger Bash. So Connor got in an early preview of the Indy 500. I think they talked to Scott McLaughlin.
That's right.
And they'll be doing their regular episode on Wednesday, too. So you'll get Connor's thoughts right before they get ready to roll with the Indy 500, which I know he's targeted as a race that should be one of his strongest of the year. So that'll be really interesting. We've got the Next Level crew. We'll probably see some video content from them maybe as early as this weekend. Dirty Modo on Thursday. And then obviously the rest of the download. So we've got Slugger Labby coming on the download tomorrow. And then our Thursday episode. It's also JRM's fan day on Thursday. So if you're in the area, come on by. I think it's from 8 to 2. PM.
They got some cool prizes and stuff that you can
do. A lot of big stuff happening. Yeah.
Autograph signings. I know Dale will be here signing autographs. I forget what his time is scheduled for, but 9:05. Yep. There you go. And it's all on our website. And then Dale heads to Indy to work the Indy 500.
Yep.
While our team's racing here
sure,
in Charlotte.
Apparently, you need a wristband for the Dale thing. So go get that now. Get signed up or whatever.
Yes.
Oh, first come, first serve.
Early Thursday, get a wristband.
So go by, get you some Bojangles.
Go get you some Bojangles
breakfast.
On the way in.
A gallon of milk and
change your filters with filters.
Yeah, maybe we'll offer you some milk. Yeah.
That's right. It's a big week.
There you go.
It's a big week for us.
We have a bunch left, actually. So yeah, we might just like give out
home.
Shots. Who wants shots of goat milk?
No.
All right. This has been fun. We will see you guys soon again. Just remember, I am now, I want everyone to refer to me as the Milk King going forward. It's just, that's my right.
I'm going to go home and practice.
I get to take the brick home. I'm going to put some sort of lettering on it. It's, you know, first annual.
Should we sign it?
Milk
you don't
winner.
Want our signatures.
I'll sign it.
Yeah, the winner.
And then, we'll see you guys later. I'm Andrew Curlin, and we are out.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.